Thank you, Carlos. It gives me great pleasure to be here and to have the honor of introducing Eric Stanley and Chris Vargas. Eric Stanley works at the intersections of radical trans and queer aesthetics, theories of state violence, and visual culture. While completing a PhD in the History of Consciousness Department at UCSC, Eric, along with Chris Vargas, directed the films Homotopia and Criminal Queers, of which you're seeing a cut today. I think it's just in that period before post-production. So we're very excited to be able to show a work that's in progress. And the story of its progress is also something we'll get into later today. This film has also been shown at the Palais de Tokyo, LACE, the Center for Contemporary Art, Glasgow, SF Camera Work, among numerous other venues. Eric is also the editor of the phenomenal volume Captive Genders, Trans Embodiment and the Prison Industrial Complex by AK Press. And that was recently selected as a finalist for a Lambda Literary Award. Chris Vargas is a film and video maker based in Oakland, California, whose thematic interests include queer radicalism, transgender history, and imperfect role models. He earned his MFA in art practice from the University of California, Berkeley in 2011. Since 2008, he has also been making, in collaboration with Greg Humans, the web-based trans cisgender sitcom Falling in Love with Chris and Greg. And if any of you haven't seen that, I urge you to make that your evening's Google search. It's amazing. Episodes of the series have also been screened at numerous film festivals and art venues, including Mix New York, SF Camera Work, and Tate Modern recently. His solo video projects also include Extraordinary Pregnancies, Liberacion, and One for All. On this conversation, I also want to say we owe a lot to Carlos Moda for extending this invitation, as well as the curatorial team at the New Museum, Yunji Zhu, Travis Chamberlain, Ryan Inouye, and it's also supported this conversation and tomorrow evening's conversation, which we'll get into a little bit later on. They've been supported by the Sylvia Rivera Law Project, as well as the Estrella Lesbian Foundation for Justice. And by way of introducing this film and this conversation, I want to mark that while troubling the frames and codes of normalized gender have long preoccupied the work of artists in modern contemporary art, it's within the past few years that we've seen a previously unimaginable institutional recognition of transgender artists in group exhibitions in museums, in art criticism, performance studies, and the very beginnings of that in art history. Artist publications since 2001, to include LTTR and Randy, among others, have designated their editorial position and their audience as queer and trans. Significant studies and surveys of artistic practice, for instance, Jose Munoz's Disidentifications or Jean Vaccaro's 2010 issue of Women in Performance, she's sitting right in front, they featured the work of artists such as Vaginal Davis and Kate Bornstein, among others. This year alone, we've seen the inclusion of Yves Lars-Cohen's post-minimalist dance at PS1 and Sculpture Center, the screening of the aforementioned Falling in Love with Chris and Greg at Tate Modern, the inclusion of filmmaker and activist Wu Sang at both the New Museum's Triennial and the Whitney Biennial, and a screening at MoMA this year. We've also seen the critical support for these artists' work in the popular press and in art magazines. While Chris and Greg have recently satirized the queer art of failure in their recent episode, Work of Art, highly recommended, the events of 2012 might appear to suggest otherwise. Yet we might also recall the histories of the museum and cultural institutions since the early modern period, and their simultaneous implication with both state power and a call for more democratic politics and counter-public spheres. This particular museum, I think, was conceived with an eye toward both these aspects. This event supplements the recent institutional recognition of trans artists with an eye towards the broader political projects for gender, racial, and economic justice that animates some of this work. While these political projects are at times occluded from exhibition reviews, they are rarely forgotten, I think, in the daily unfolding of making art and forging community. Here in New York, a downtown and Brooklyn-based queer avant-garde, in addition to venues such as Participant Inc., Orchard Gallery, now Jack Studios, have long supported and formed some of many constituencies of organizing at the nonprofit Sylvia Rivera Law Project. Indeed, artists have made significant work for SRLP's auction. In the case of those such as Tara Matic, they've made activist videos to elaborate local trans political activism. While that is not to say that these artistic projects are always commensurate with the basis they rally or the politics that they cite, They are also not always identical to such politics aims and techniques. Sometimes this relation is peripheral, indirect, overlapping, or perhaps sitting in uneasy or contentious company. But at their best, I think these artistic projects expand and recontour a field of possibility and debate. And it is to this end that we turn to criminal queers today, and its relation to both histories of abolition and art histories of militant feminist and queer filmmaking. So I'm extremely excited to be watching this film again. It bears watching multiple times. And with that, we can probably cue the film.